Diagnosis is the most important step, because if you diagnose right, 70% of changing somebody is knowing what the hell's really going on. And I'm not talking about lying somebody in the back and freely associating. I'm not being disrespectful to any psychiatrists or psychologists in the room. I'm just saying the facts. What you do in that pattern is old, it's antiquated. It's like saying, I'm going to send a carrier pigeon instead of an email. There's nothing wrong with you, and I'm not criticizing you. I know you care deeply, and if you're in this room, you obviously care a lot. Because it takes a lot to step out of your conditioning, especially when you've got a degree attached to it, which means significance, identity, economics, whole. So those of you in this room who fit that category, I respect you enormously. But we have to call a spade, facts are facts. Now, this is the society that right now, in the Western culture at least, in the United States as a simplistic example, we got 4 out of every 10 men are depressed now, and 6 out of every 10 women, that's the latest statistic. We got our kids being given not only Ritalin anymore, but Adderall keeps you drugged all day long because they got a new term. Used to be attention deficit disorder, which means you have boring teachers, but now it's called attention, what is it? Deficit hyperactivity disorder, right? They've added the hyperactivity in there, ADHD, and you know the solution, of course, is drug this kid because he can't pay attention. Well, he doesn't want to pay attention. He has no clue. All right, so we got kids going like in math in the society. We got billions of dollars every day trying to medicate somebody into feeling good. Even then, I got to deal with people that with that. So you've been there, you've seen it. Somebody gets up and they're on 4 different medications and they're still depressed and suicidal. Now, better living through chemistry is not going to change anything. Better living through being yourself. That's the only thing that works. That's the only thing sustainable. Yes, you can obtain happiness or peace of mind in a moment through a drug or through lying to yourself, but you'll never be able to sustain it. So, we can make these changes, but of course you do this with her, she'll go right back because she still needs to cover that fear. So she comes up with a better model. The better model might be, if I really just were to be able to be my real self and try it out, not everybody's going to like it, not everybody's going to love it, but I am. And you know what? The world's full of cool people, and if I keep going out there and have a little courage to be alone but not lonely, I'm willing to be alone, but I'm willing to let go of a few of the people in my life who are so judgmental and freaked out because I'm changing and it freaks them out and makes them think maybe they should change. And maybe I have the guts to do that. I can attract some very cool people in my life. Like attracts like. Stay yourself, be yourself. You'll attract more people who share things in common with your real self. It's like I was talking to one of our platinum partners the other day. He's a great man. And he's so frustrated in his relationship. He keeps ending up with these, you know, that's his own description, bimbos. Because they're beautiful, but they're stupid. Dumb as a stick is the description he gave me. And I said, okay, dumb as a stick. All right, I got it. So I said, tell me something. I said, you know, why do you think you'd be ending up with those? He said, well, they're beautiful and everything else. I said, I understand that, but there are many beautiful women that are brilliant. I said, you know, the assumption that because someone's attractive is they're dumb is a pretty dumb thing, or the assumption that, you know, somebody attractive on the outside is attractive on the inside is even more dumb, necessarily. It changes everybody. I said, what do you think the real challenge is? And the real challenge is he's guided his whole model of the world around being rich and successful, so they can attract the right kind of woman. He said, you know, I've seen my buddy here, and he said, but I don't know, I can win at this thing. He's rich and successful even more than me. He attracted this beautiful woman, and within 2 years, they got a divorce, and he lost half of all he's got and everything else. I said, don't you understand? Your model of being rich and successful, that's what you think you've got to be, is going to always attract the kind of woman that you're not going to want to have long term. Anyone who wants you because you're rich and successful is not wanting you. They're wanting things. So you got to look at your model because all the problems in your life come from what you say you want. Here's the great news that I figured out of all this. Number one, happiness, as I've told you, and problems have no relationship. God, what a liberation that is. Because guess what? Problems are going to be here forever. No, you're going to be more happy than you've ever been in your entire life. Well, the other thing I got out of this whole thing was I used to often think this and this and this had to happen for me to have my life be a certain way. And you know what? There are unlimited ways. There's an art. So I'm sitting there at this thing, and I'm feeling really happy, and I'm frustrated, you know, and I'm freaking out. And then I look across at my lady, and I think, it's her fault. That's right. That's why I'm so damn happy. It's because I'm so in love with her. It's her fault. And it's true. I've never felt so much joy in my life, so much love in my life. I mean, you know, if there's anything I can tell you above all else, people can take your money, your time, your energy, your effort, your reputation. You can't take your love. And if you got somebody who really loves you for you, and you love them for them, you're the greatest gift on earth. For the real you, not for the you that they want you to be like, not the you they like to construct you into. Not the you that they'll love if you behave a certain way. But the you where you can really be all of you. Boy, there's a freedom that I can't tell you, my friends. It's the greatest gift of my life. And so I realized that I said it was a joke. It's your fault. And she was just sitting across the chair there watching me because we're so alike spiritually, and she's somebody that I get to pitch and catch with, which is so refreshing. Instead of always pitching, it's so great to catch a few times, you know? So we have pitching and catching sessions that are pretty intense. And so she was there, and she didn't throw me the pitch. She wanted me to catch it on my own. I was sitting there so frustrated, going, I can't believe this. And I was reading all these notes that I'd written over the last 3 or 4 years, but it just didn't work. I just thought, God, I'm just too happy. She looked at me and just smiled across from me, you know, and didn't say a word. I was like, what the hell is here? And then all of a sudden it clicked in my head. Life is two things. There are two skills in life you need. I had one of them down pat, and the other one I'm now developing, really developing fully. First skill to have an extraordinary quality of life. You say, how do you have an extraordinary quality of life? Master two skills. To have an extraordinary quality of life, you've got to master two skills. Skill number one, above all else, the science of achievement, which, by the way, we've been teaching you this week. How do you take any human being from where they are to where they want to be? How do you close the gap from what they vision to where they want to be? That's achievement. How do you take an idea and turn it into reality? My whole life I've known how to do that. Whether it be turning a person around or building a company or, you know, help my kids. I mean, I know how to achieve just about anything I want to achieve, and I've been spending most of my life teaching people how to do that, and I am the driving force to make that happen. By the way, there is a science to it. There are laws, and if you violate those laws, you'll pay the price. Like financial investing. There are laws of investing. I work with the best traders on earth. You don't have to like it. You better learn it. And so I know those laws. And if you've been around me at any period of time, if you stay around me, you'll know those laws too, and you'll live them, and you'll achieve more than most people ever dream about in their life. But there's something more than just achievement. The second skill is the art of fulfillment. The art of fulfillment. And notice, while there are laws for achievement, there are only principles for fulfillment, because it's an art. It's not a science. I mean, an art, what is beautiful art? Someone tell me. What's beautiful art? Art is a totally unique thing. You get to have it any way you want it. There are no rules. The art of joy, the art of happiness, the art of fulfillment is just extraordinary. And what she's trying to do is apply science to an art. She's saying the rules for me to be in love, love is an art. It's not an achievement. The rules for me to go through in order for me to be able to love myself are I must be perfect. That's science. Okay? This is art. Art. Art is easy. Science is hard. Right? In the moment, right? So she's trying to make a science out of an art. Does that work? No. When you try to make a science out of an art, what you do is you put all these rules, and then pretty soon what you have is Gestapo. Right? You have, this is how it must be. Now you have a conscience that keeps you from enjoying your life, because the conscience thinks you're supposed to be a certain way, or do things a certain way to be happy. And all you got to do is be happy. See, if God wanted everybody here to be Buddha, he would have made all Buddhas. Be yourself. That's what God wants you to be. Be yourself. And God will be very happy, and so will you. You're not here to be Tony Robbins. You're not here to be the person next to you. You're not here to be your mother or your father or whoever else told you you're supposed to be a certain way. Find out who you're supposed to be by finding yourself. I know so many people that live their whole life wanting to be a pear tree, and they're an apple tree. They go out and they go to pear classes. You know, they try to dance like a pear. You know, they wear a little sign that says, I'm a pear tree, but they're an apple tree. And they can't figure out whether or not they're happy. Be who you are. And you will be happy, and so will the people around you, because you'll be a breath of fresh air. Now, that doesn't mean they'll enjoy the fact that you're yourself now, because they've got all kinds of rules about how you're supposed to speak and what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do and how you're supposed to do it and when you're supposed to do it. I understand that it'll be a little disconcerting for these poor little uncertain people. But if you're yourself, I'll tell you something. You will lead, not follow. You'll believe, not doubt. You'll create, not destroy, and you will be a force for good. Because you'll constantly be setting a standard that's your standard instead of that of a conscience developed godly knows how long ago, really created out of fear. Most people come to God out of fear or out of greed. Here's what I want, so I'll do what I'm supposed to if you'll give me that. Or please, God, please, if you just do, I'll never do this again. That's usually what gets people to God. Fear or greed.